proactive and grow food in your yard each and every year. We're harvesting a few summer treats next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Grow food on your property to enhance your summer celebrations. Alex Grover with Utah's Best Gardening plants the seed.
I have long been of the opinion that we need to be proactive in taking care of ourselves. I like food close to home. I can live without my computer. I can live without a hot shower. I can't live without food. And so I think that everyone should have a certain amount of food that they're going to take care of themselves according to what they've got available. I think one of the worst things I see is somebody who's got their landscape dressed up to the hilt but has nowhere where they can produce any reasonable amount of food or no knowledge of how to do it. That's great to have a nice looking landscape. It's okay to have a nice looking landscape. But get some food in there. It's just a basic thing. Grow some of your own food. If you have the ability, if you have the space, you're taking control of your own life when you do that. It may only be some salad, lettuce, and some peas, but those will make you happier, they'll make you healthier. And if end comes to end, you know, things go bad, you'll have something as opposed to nothing. And I just think that anybody that tells you differently, no, you're probably not going to produce all your food on a quarter acre lot. It's very unlikely that you're going to be that dedicated and that capable to do that. And that's fine. You don't need to. You just need to do something.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.